The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. I am Reagan.
I'm who?
I am Reagan. It's contagious. What? You've given it to me. I am Reagan, aka the Man Hater.
Chicka chicka. I am, because like I am what? Slim shit. That was what it sounded like. I'm Chesco.
Oh my
the pick,
God.
Mr. Pick Me.
So I thought mine was bad. Chesco.
Here we are.
What year is it? Wicca wicca.
Eminem for life.
Oh, you know what? I wish Eminem, if Eminem could knock off the homophobia and the, you know, threats of violence against women, he's a good rapper. But if he could knock it off, Eminem.
If he could just, I'm sure he still makes new music, right?
He just came out with something, bringing back Slim Shady, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're a little old for that one, I think.
Yeah, I'm more of a Kendrick guy. I love Kendrick.
How
I love
cool
hip-hop.
You are. Look at you being hip.
You can cut this out if you need to. I did when I was coaching Speech and Debate, I turned To Pimp a Butterfly into a 10-minute performance for one of my students to do. And he won a national silver medal with it. So it was pretty, I was like, it was the day the album came out. I was driving to school, listening to it. I was like, this is amazing. This is like the greatest album. It's still my favorite album I've ever heard.
Damn.
And I got to school. I was like, I don't know if I say his name. Student, I have something for you. He was like, oh, and it was one of my favorite students. He was like, oh, Mr. Chesco, what's up? What do you got for me? I was like, have you heard Kendrick's new album? He was like, oh, I heard he came out with a new album today. I was like, let me show you what I want to do. He was like, do you think that would work? I was like, we need to do this. And he was like, all right. And it was terrible at first. But we worked on it because we both enjoyed it so much that we were just doing it by the end of the year. It was great.
Are you sure you weren't in a 70s sitcom the way that just was? You're like, hey, Mr. Chesco.
He literally wore like leisure suits to compete. And normally people wear like really nice, like tailored. He would wear like these like 70s leisure suits to compete. And it worked. He was one of my favorite people. He's just
I love that for him.
Just this character of a person. And he's a good guy. Anywho,
even know where we are right now. What year is it? We're just saying our names.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
By the way, I do not hate men, and Chesco has already been picked. So,
yes, important disclaimer.
We like to make it clear. We have had, some people comment on that.
Yeah.
Like, we don't actually.
Like, why am I going to listen to the show with Man Hater? Well, who would advertise that they hate all men? Like, why am I going to listen to that show? Probably wasn't for that person. Even with a disclaimer, they were never going to like the show.
Yeah, I don't think our content's for them. And that's okay. Feel free to tune us out. We're good. Now that we've talked about men that don't like us, I believe you have a story about men that I am not going to like.
I do. So if anybody's listening to this, if anybody is, I don't know if they're listening to our show.
We're just going into the void. Do you think we have no listeners?
No, we just accidentally recorded an hour-long pre-show for our Patreon.
Yeah, we're idiots. Because
we just kept talking about life. And so we are a little off already. It's going to be a great episode though, because that means we're in the mood. We are in a goofy mood.
We're in a goofy mood. Yeah. To be clear, we're not in the mood. We're in a goofy mood.
Well, when I go to my wife and I say I'm in the mood, it's about being goofy, right? That's what everyone's talking about. Is that not?
Jessica, I think that might not be what you're trying to express there.
Oh well, I should have some apologies to make, but let's go back to what we're talking about today. Is something that is a little gross that you might not want to play this one at work out loud.
Yeah, disclaimer, there's some gross stuff about, because mine is also a little gross.
Yeah, you know? So this is, there was a video that I made a TikTok about it, and it said my grandpa told me never drop your drawers for any lady that wouldn't clean them if you shit them at work. And I'm holding that one close now, is what it says. And we have some thoughts. Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
Let me just say, why are men shitting their pants?
Well, I literally did not think this was going to be a thing. It's finals week. I didn't have time to like think of like an actual thought out video. And right. I was like, oh, this is funny. And so I commented on it and I said, oh man, if men are shitting their pants that much, they have bigger issues than bringing women home. And in my mind, that was the end of it. I was like, oh, that's a silly little joke. And I thought I was making the absurd comment. Right. In the sense, of course, he didn't mean literal shit.
It was, not literal
metaphorical
shit.
Metaphorical shit. Of course, it had to mean, like, oh, you don't want to be with
a shit.
Metaphorical shit, right? It was you don't want to be with somebody who won't be with you when you're at your worst. And maybe that's what his grandpa meant. Maybe.
I just think as far as words of wisdom from an elder go, this one's a little sus, but carry on.
But so that was supposed to be the end of it. But then someone commented on it and they're like, you'd be surprised. And
what does that mean? Wait.
And well, this is the part. And so I made, and then I got several comments that were like, well, actually, it's more common than you think. And I was like, hold on. We're talking literal pooping. Is happening, and this is not. This is also something I clarify in a second video, and I think it's important to clarify this in front of this. We're not talking about incontinence or IBS or someone that has an actual medical condition that might be there. Because somebody was like, "Well, I have, you know, Crohn's disease, and occasionally."
No, not that.
I'm not talking about this. Is the amount? So I made the video about it. Hundreds of the most terrifying. That's the only word I could. Just comments from women that were from women, all women that were saying, oh yeah, my ex husband used to shit himself monthly at work, or comments about where I've had multiple exes who would get off of our bed and there would be a streak.
No.
Yes, I swear to you, this is more common. It was hundreds. And it was not like, oh, people joining in on the fun. These were detailed stories.
Confessionals.
Of the men in their life pooping.
I mean, we talked about like the men not cleaning their butts. We've talked about that. What fresh hell is this? What does this mean? Why are men poop? Why are they pooping? Why are they?
Is it a fiber issue? Like, is it?
What's going on? Help a lesbian understand. What's going on in this world? I had heard some stories about some men leaving streaks before. I had always hoped that was like a bit of hyperbole. What's going on here? Like, what?
I know. I think there's a lot to unpack here. So apparently they're just shitting themselves and going on about their day because they don't want, and they're just going home and just handing off their trousers that
skid
are
skid mark trousers,
not just skid mark, like poop packaged.
No, Chesco.
Here's what somebody said in the comments about an ex. This is once again speaking about an ex. She was like, it was a power move. Like, look at how much I can degrade you as my wife or as my partner, as my girlfriend. Clean this to show that you are less than me. So it's like it was like a way for these guys to like literally just like impose their will over somebody there. So they would sit in their shit for the day.
To stick it to them?
Like, just to, as a power move.
I mean, I feel like, what? I know. I'm broken.
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it. But it was too many comments.
Are they becoming literal babies as they descend into the maturity? Like, they want to be treated like babies? Because there's that whole thing. I don't know what show it is, but it's got who plays Don Draper?
Oh, Mad Men.
No, who plays him?
Oh, sorry.
You nailed that.
Mad Men, I got it. And now his name is God.
Come on.
John Hamm.
John Hamm. Thank you.
He has the Hamm and Bubbly skit. I don't know if you know.
No, I don't know that one.
Reference.
So John Hamm and it's, oh God.
Someone thought that was hilarious listening to this.
One person.
No one did. No, no one did. My wife.
Don't stop saying my wife.
No.
Don't.
That's a Patreon exclusive joke. We have to keep that off of the
podcast. Lock it up, Chesco. Those are secrets. Mm-hmm. That's a Patreon secret. it was him and God. Now I can't remember. Jennifer Jason Leigh. And he's talking about like he doesn't want to have any responsibility. He wants to do whatever he wants. And she's like, "You want to do whatever you want with no responsibility? Only one type of person is afforded that: a baby. You want to be." A baby. And I was like, that is what it is. It's 100% they want to be nurtured and taken care of like a baby. And now I'm like, has it gone to pooping? Have we fully dedicated ourselves to being a baby?
I don't know. Like, I wanted this not to be, I kept waiting for like the gotcha.
Right. From 100 people.
Like, from 100 people, like hundreds. Here's one of them. I lost count of how many times my ex-husband shat his pants. Like, how do you do this in your 20s, 30s?
Help me. Somebody help me. Like, I don't, why?
I don't even have theories.
I don't either.
Is it like a thing where, you know, there was the big jokes of like weird things that men find to be effeminate. Like, sure. is like seeing a doctor for an incontinence issue, like a, do like they weak? View that as... Is like a weak, only a weak man would do that.
Yeah. If anyone has answers, please let us know. My ex-husband used to yell at me for using too much toilet paper because he would only use one square.
Oh, see, somebody wrote their old boyfriend's roommate said, "You women don't know how to use your underwear correctly. You're using too much toilet paper." What? Meaning the underwear is there to catch what you're unable to wipe off. Yeah.
Chesco, I mean, I know I'm in lesbian land. Like, I totally get that. But is it this bad out there?
So one person said, because men don't eat properly, I had an ex that primarily ate meat, bread, and energy drinks. Ugh. Always something about how his shits were awful. Eat some fiber. Okay. So
there's some science.
You do see those like those guys that are like the only meat, like the carnivore kind of.
Sure, right. Maybe it's fiber. Like, I'm just reading just thing after thing of men pooping themselves. Oh,
here's another great comment. Okay. One guy literally was like acting like I was being hoity-toity and like speaking like, "Oh, okay, we get it." And he said, "We get it. Not all of our relationships are as," this is his exact quote, "are as egalitarian as you and your wife's." Huh? Like that I was, this was not a feminist take, right? This was not me saying, wait a minute, grown men with no health, underlying health issues are shitting themselves a lot. Like, and this guy was like, whoa, fancy pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know somebody had perfect cheek control.
Your golden throne of hoity-toityness. I don't.
You're so above shitting yourself. I'm sorry. Your golden trousers.
I'm sorry that I need a partner to change my diaper when I get home. What? Does that make me less of a man?
I mean, I'm just amazed that, like, it's not even skid marks. It's some of it is skid marks, but some of it is.
Well, and that's that's been a running thing for a while of this, like, homophobia of these want to be masculine guys so much that they don't wipe. That is all that by itself. That is terrifying. Have you heard of the reasoning behind it?
Is that
they don't want to touch their own, they don't want to touch their own butthole because that's for gay guys.
Okay, well, you don't have to dive on in, but you can do a quick swipe. You can drive by.
Yeah. Use a bidet.
They do think bidets are gay. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, anything going anywhere near. So it's better to just walk around.
With skids. But let's address, it's not the bigger issue because men shitting themselves seems to be an epidemic. But let's talk about the fact that the expectation is after they poop themselves. We have to put like so many warnings on this episode. You shouldn't have sex with a woman because he said drop your drawers, right?
Yeah. That's the weirdest part about this is that it was sexual in nature.
It was sexual.
Already.
It wasn't even like a partner, like wife. It was like
right. Don't marry someone unless you know they'll be for you when you shit your pants. Like even that is still a weird saying, but I could be like okay, like where something terrible happens to me, I want my partner to
help me,
you know?
Let me run past and make a distraction.
I could see that. But it's the fact that it was paired with don't drop your drawers for a woman who won't clean them if you come home from work having shit in them. What? I know this is...
I feel like that's a fine... You know what? That's a great strategy for men who want to think that way. Don't drop your drawers. Don't be sleeping with women if your expectation is they clean away. Up your dirty undies. Oh my God. Like, I just like, even if that did happen, why would you then make it the responsibility of your wife to clean it?
That's the other, the bigger part to me. It's like,
right.
And that's where I feel like it's a power thing. It is like a degradation kind of thing. At least be honest that you have like a kink if it's a consensual kink, whatever.
I doubt it.
I don't, but it doesn't sound like this is a way for say, well, if you wouldn't do this, then you clearly are less than you don't love me.
How would the reverse go? If your wife came home and had a little accidente, you know, would you clean her drawers?
Well, these are guys that are probably like the same ones that will. Have you seen women's that talk about like the pH will like stain underwear?
Sure.
And they're the guys that'll be great because there'll be comments that are like, the guys are like, something's wrong with you. What the hell is blah, blah, blah? Or that are like terrified of periods. Like the same guys that would be horrified by the natural functioning of a woman's body.
Yep.
That will then be like, whoa, you can't judge me for shitting myself weekly.
Oh my God.
Is this where our podcast ends?
Maybe. I mean,
maybe we shouldn't have done this topic.
It's just stunning to me, but I think it's a very bizarre mindset that these men are having. If men are agreeing with this, I don't know who's agreeing with this.
Oh no, the comment section was full of people that were like, yes, it was the original video was full of just people that were like, this guy gets it.
Grandpa gets it. I'm a pants shitter and he gets it.
Yeah.
But it's just this idea of like you giving someone the gift of dropping your drawers, which that's their language, not mine.
Right.
Like equates to, I mean, that could be a one night stand. That could be a dating versus relationship. Like, so if they want to have relations with you, they should wash your filthy, dirty, contaminated underwear. Right.
I didn't even think about it from that perspective. Like the whole first part is like, men, if you're willing to bestow a woman with your presence
with
in
your
the bedroom,
body,
you better make sure that she deserves you by proving that she would be devoted to you, that even if you were so inconsiderate that you shit your pants, sat in it all day, and did not think to yourself, maybe this should be on me to clean.
Throw them away.
Throw them away. That's life advice that I didn't think
literally.
I
literally.
No, but even if you were so fucking, I don't know if I've ever said F word on this podcast, it's deserved. So fucking inconsiderate that you were going to bring home your shit covered underwear to give to her to clean for you, that she'll stick around. Maybe I've been too nice to men.
I'm regretting my choices.
Well, because it might explain a lot about why so many guys are like, I just can't find a woman.
I know. Like, if your bar for finding a woman is that you will not be intimate with them unless they'll clean up your underwear, then yeah, I think finding a woman under those circumstances, that's the bar for you. Like, but here's the thing. Again, it's like what's equal in that exchange would be, mm-hmm. you show up, she shows up, you guys are intimate, right? You're both right. Like that's the trade-off. The idea that the trade-off is, well, I'll give her my body and she'll give me her body, but also she needs to do all this other like degrading things. Mm-hmm. Like that's where
they're not reversing that. Like bringing up what I just brought up, they're absolutely not reversing that. Where only drop your drawers for a man who will help you with your period or with your tampon if you have broken arms. Like that would be like the equivalent of, you know.
Broken arms.
Like, I got two broken arms and I need someone to help. Like, you know, and those guys would be like, fuck you.
They would be horrified.
Not a single one.
No. Not a single one.
That would pose this question. Like,
Yes. That would pose this question. Exactly. What they want from women is really bizarre to me. It honestly does feel like that's very much like I want a mommy.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you combine it with all the other like things we've talked about.
Yeah. Cause like the only times I have to do that is like I have a child, so of course like when they're little, you're cleaning that stuff up. Mm-hmm. It's like you're talking about an adult right. man who could do. We're not talking about acting like you could do better. You just don't care enough, and then you're like, but baby, I love you so much. Not only will I get naked for you, but I will hand you off my skivvies, my skid mark skivvies.
And it's not like it's a hard. Real quick before we get to here, it's not like hard. Like my 9-year-old does his own laundry.
Really?
Like he does it. Yeah, he does his own laundry, folds his own clothes. Like that's part of how he earns like video game time. nice. And so, but every Saturday he brings his basket down. He doesn't like it. But he's able. Like that's why it's not even like it's like it's not this high bar of like how hard is this thing that you have to master doing?
Right.
Right. If my 9-year-old who's been doing it since he was 8 can do his own laundry, then you can. At least throw your own shitty skid marked Hanes in the garbage without forcing the person that you theoretically love.
Not even love, just drop your drawers for.
Oh my God.
But again, I think it speaks to the point of like, even if you had some type of issue where you were constantly.
Right.
It's like, then do it yourself. Like, how is a woman cleaning up your dirty undies? Mm-hmm. Equate to a woman who's worthy of you.
And this is the positive side, I guess there were a lot of people in the comments, both men and women. They were like, I have colitis. I have Crohn's.
Sure.
I have, and they're like, but I take care of that.
Right.
I do that because of the fact that I realized that would be an undue hardship to put on my partner. Like if this is something that I know, there are situations, you know, as you get older and there are things, of course you want to be with somebody that would take care of you if your health deteriorates, but there's a very big difference between loving someone and caring about them, even as their body kind of betrays them and does these certain things versus someone that is consciously not caring and just being like, whatever, take care of
this. You should have to do that. I feel it's like degrading. You should have to do this because
it absolutely has to do it.
Again, I always say like it, the issue is if it never, ever would go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. Like that's what the problem is. Like it's clearly a power move. It's clearly a, you're lesser than, you should have to do this. And it's already setting up, I guess every woman you drop your drawers for is doing the laundry. Sets up the gender roles already because only women do the laundry. Like, oh, God. Like, it's just like The fact that that man was not embarrassed to post that is shocking. Right. Shocking.
And then to be, he's all excited. He's like, yes, this is the best this is advice the take. Ever.
Well, you just admitted to the whole world that you and your grandpa really, really don't like to use the bathroom, really like to use your undies, and don't probably wipe your butts good enough. So.
This episode brought to you by bidets. Men's bidets.
Men's bidets.
Battle bidets.
Camo bidets.
Camo, yeah, camel now in camouflage.
If you can't see it, it's not gay.
Yep. And when you press the button, it goes bah, 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 bah.
Just plays the national anthem.
No, because then they'd stand up.
Oh my god. You know what? Who knows if they're not standing up already? Clearly, they are not sure how to use the restroom.
Who knows?
Oh, God. Okay, I have one.
I think that was good.
I can't keep talking about this because that's horrible.
I think we've lost a lot of followers.
Bye. I'm sorry. I love you. Sorry.
This is going to be our last.
No.
This episode, we'll move on to less terrifying episodes in the future. But if you like this, I'm sorry if we don't do more on this.
We won't do more on this, probably. Okay, here we go. You ready? Am I the asshole for laughing hysterically after a date kept insisting to me that women have periods from their butts? Okay, are you ready for this?
There's more?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole story about it.
Like, no, I don't understand. There's no way. Like, normally when I hear an am I the asshole?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there's going to be a twist. So, the person I was talking to was actually 3 years old. And then, oh, okay, you are being mean to a 3 year old.
Yeah, that's not right. Now, it just gets worse and worse. So, men don't know about their own butts, they don't know about women's butts. Okay. There was this guy, 22 male, who I, 22 female, have gone on a few dates with in the past couple of months. He's nice, and so far we've only progressed to going on public dates, but about a week ago we finally decided to have a nice date at my place. Since I was going to be at my place, I let him know before that I was on my period because I wasn't sure what expectations he had or where his boundaries were yet, and we agreed to just have a nice takeout dinner and watch a movie. He comes over and we eat, then sit down on the couch to pick a movie when he says that it sucked that I was on my period. Then he said how he thought it was so strange that women give birth through the vagina but have periods from their butts.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to...
Can you imagine being on this date? Like, you're just this guy you really like and he's like, God, you know, it's really so weird you guys have babies in your vaginas but periods through your... Okay, hold on.
You're pregnant by someone who pees on your butt, right? Isn't that?
Listen to what she, in parentheses, she says, this was completely unprompted from him. Oh, and I'm still not sure how he got on the topic, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, I asked him what he meant by that, and he said again exactly what he had said before. I kind of smiled, assuming he was very much just joking, and said, oh yeah, so weird, thinking that he was going to start laughing soon to end the joke. He didn't, and instead started to talk about his first and only girlfriend he'd had in high school and how she used to complain about bad period poops all the time. And at this point, I ask him if he's being serious, and he looks a little confused and says he is. I ask him to explain how he came to the conclusion. He explained that his first experience being around periods was the high school girlfriend, and before he had never received or seen much information. He understood it was something that happened inside the body and that blood came out, quote-unquote, somewhere, but assumed it came out of the vagina until he heard about her complaining and realized it actually came out of the butt. It was very unexpected coming from a 22-year-old man. I somehow managed to keep my composure when I told him that periods do, in fact, come out of the vagina and not butts.
Oh, my God.
It goes on. Hold on. He looked confused and then a little frustrated and started insisting to me that I was wrong.
No, I was. No.
And then kept saying, are you sure? As if I was confused about where it came out of my own body. I explained to him the anatomy a bit and how it worked, but he was very adamant. Eventually, he conceded that most women must have periods like that, but some, hence his ex-girlfriend, have their periods from their butts. He just could not understand, no matter how many times I tried to explain to him, that he had just simply come to the wrong conclusion and misinterpreted his girlfriend's words. The whole situation became so much that I started to laugh. I doubled over, clutching my stomach, crying, laughing over the whole debacle, and he sat there red-faced, continuing to try and argue with me. Eventually, he said he was ready to leave and did before we could watch a movie. I felt bad for laughing after he left because I could tell that had been why he had decided to leave, and he also texted me later that night to say he had done a little bit of research on his own and that he was no longer interested in pursuing any sort of relationship because he couldn't stand to be with someone who laughed at someone for not understanding. Am I the asshole?
Because I've heard of guys not knowing that there's more than one hole. I've heard that before, and that one is already like, what's wrong with our education system?
Yeah, public schools. What's going on?
Yeah, but I've never heard of someone thinking this before. Like, and it's not just to think it, but then to argue.
That's the thing.
You're wrong.
I think I would know. I had one girlfriend in high school.
It complained about period poops, and clearly the only interpretation of that must be that she is pooing at her period.
Here's the thing. It's not laughing at someone for like being ignorant to something. And I don't mean ignorant as in like you're being ignorant, but ignorant as in not having information. It's not that. It's the fact of like you are trying to date the opposite sex.
Right.
There is unlimited information out there to understand. Right. As a partner, as a person pursuing someone, it is important to understand what's going on with them. It's like a period is so common. Like it's every month.
Was that story about someone who was on a date in 1927 before the internet?
You know what? It was handwritten on a scroll.
I knew it. That's what it was. It was before they had access to the internet. He was like, oh, women get rid of their period by leeches. That's what I was taught.
It came from her butt. Stop. I think it was a period poop. Stop.
It was a telegram. Okay.
Did you get the telegram joke? Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
That was for all my friends out there who enjoy little telegram humor. I'm just like, that's the thing, though. It's like, when people care so little about the opposite sex, like, to understand such a crucial part, because here's the thing is in society, like I think about when I was growing up, I hope it's a little bit different now, but like it was a no to talk about, like if you had your period and leaked for some reason, that was like the most embarrassing thing that could happen. We smuggled tampons like drugs. Like you put like you would literally hide them in your sleeves and be like, you got one? Does anyone have one? You know, because it was like, God forbid a man see a tampon. Like I guess in that case a boy, because that was, you know, middle school, high school. But it's like there's this complete resistance and like refusal to understand, to learn, to educate. And so when this 22-year-old man just is like, oh, they come from butts, I don't need any more information and I'm not going to look that up, and I will argue with you about it. I will tell you.
Also, what do you think? It's everything. But it's like, how do you not, do you not understand what a period even is?
I bet he does not.
Do you think you get pregnant by only
don't
no because
no he's saying under- he's no, saying he- it comes from the baby comes from there, but just not the period. It's like at this point there's so many issues like this, but there it's like you don't know because you don't want to know. You have every opportunity to know or to know better, and like
not to defend this person, this guy.
Chesco, but are we gonna fight?
This is he has been failed by so many people in his life.
Oh, sure.
Because he's still a young guy. Like, and so many, there's somebody at some point should, and this, it could be like, I know when I was, we've talked about religious culture and before, and like, that is like, you know, we could have come from a very religious background where it's like, don't talk about these things. It's not shunned or something like that. But like, to be failed, this is not just like an accident that this happened. Like, this had to be like a systemic fail, like a multiple systemic failure, and then added onto it a willful ignorance to not ever pursue that. Because once you're, if you were a teenager and you're stuck with whatever you are, once you enter the real world, then it becomes a choice.
Right, right, right.
To stay in this bubble of ignorance, that's when it does become laughable, right? Where she does not become the asshole for being, because also, like, how else are you supposed to react to a guy arguing with you?
Yeah, I know your body better than you. I don't care how many periods you've had.
You clearly seem to know, both from experience and just from life, understand how this works. And I clearly don't, but I'm still pretty sure that this interpretation that I took from a girlfriend in high school must also apply to some women.
Yeah. It's maybe not you. Maybe you, maybe I can't convince you you're wrong about yourself.
Are you? Let's check.
But this high school girl, now she, I think that's a big part of it too, is the arguing again. Like, I have had so many toxic men in my life argue things about me to me. I once had a guy tell me, like, my sexuality was not a thing. And I was like, I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is because I am currently experiencing it. So, or like there's so many situations in which, like, you describe something that's happening and they're like, no, that's not what I've heard about women.
I actually, I have a, this is kind of off topic, but related to that. The, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, a lesbian, and it's pertinent to this story in a second.
Oh, like, I thought you were just trying to get points with me.
Just so you know, I have another friend that's a lesbian.
You're not special. This is
yeah, this was in college, and where I was like, well, I think everybody is kind of in the middle of sexuality. Like, the, we learned about the Kinsey scale and everything. I think most people, like, almost everybody's pretty much in the middle. Like, where they, you know, they'll find, there could be someone if they're right. They'll be attracted to everyone. And she was like, oh, so you think I just haven't found the right man yet? And I was like, no.
Oh, what did I say?
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant at all. And I was like, she was like, there's a reason. There are straight people and gay people, and then there are people in the middle.
Yeah.
But by saying, and I'd never even considered what the other implication of that, where I was saying, like, oh, I think it's stupid that people are like homophobic and everything, because everybody's kind of in the middle.
Right.
And she was like, are you, I think you are just admitting something.
this might be on your side.
But it's one of those things where, and instead of me being like, no, that's what, instead of doubling down and being like, maybe you haven't found the right. When someone who knows more about something than you says something back to you, you should listen, right?
You should listen to that.
It's usually the best. Maybe that's the problem with the entirety of the internet, though, is refusing to listen to people who actually know what they're talking about.
Especially, like, their own body.
Right.
Like, people talking about their own experiences, like, that's where it's really interesting, when someone will be like, no, that didn't happen, and you're like, it did.
That's not true. No.
Oh, I'm being gaslit as we speak.
Yes. I'm sorry you were misled by yourself.
Misled by your own experience, but it did
not
happen.
I know this feels sad for me, but it's really sad for you that you've gone all these years thinking this lived experience of yours is real. Wow, you've really gaslit yourself to be able to continue to believe it after experiencing it continuously for the whole of your life.
It's very interesting. And, like, there's also, like, I think so many men think, well, one, they think they know more than women, but also, like, have this crippling fear of being corrected by women.
Right.
And so they'll just double that. Like he's like, you told me, you made fun of me because I was wrong. It's like, she thought you were being ridiculous. Like, you're fighting with her about her own anatomy. That was what was funny. But I really do think a lot of men, like, cannot handle critique. So they'll just keep doubling down. They'll be like, no, trust me. I have this one anecdotal story that proves I'm right and you're wrong. Right. I don't care what side it says.
And, like, everybody can feel nobody likes feeling stupid or being corrected or being wrong about it. But it's the, you're right. It's this, which ties back into patriarchal, misogynistic culture. of it's no, but being wrong is a weakness. And mm-hmm. I can't show weakness to someone that I consider to be weaker than me. Mm-hmm. Right. I can't, I cannot concede an argument to someone that I view as less than, because if I do, that would mean that I'm the one that's weaker, that I'm not the dominant one mm-hmm. in this situation. And that's all, and that's not, you know, it's all underlying, it's all structural components of it's hidden. Mm-hmm. They may not even realize that's what's happening, but that's absolutely what's happening.
I have had so many dudes like correct me incorrectly. Like in conversation, I remember one time I was telling a story and like there was two people with similar names. Like they had the same last name and a similar first name. And both of these people had come up within the story. And I was mm-hmm. telling a story about one and he was like, oh, you mean this person? And I was like, no, no. I mean mm-hmm. the first person. He's like, no, 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 that's not what their name is. And I'm like, yes, yes, it is. And he's like, it was like a work meeting. And he did it again. And I was like, you're talking about two people. This is one person. The blah, 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 blah. And he does this, this, and that. And I'm talking about this separate person who's a teacher. And he does blah, blah, blah. He's like, God. Like he
agree to disagree.
Agree to, yeah, exactly. I was
hate
like,
that so much. No, this is objective fact we're it's talking about. Fact. This is not
yeah.
a...
Yeah, he corrected me like three times. And there's been other times where someone will like throw off a statistic or something. And I'm like, I don't think that's right. But that's the other thing is like, I notice a lot in like professional settings, men are very comfortable, more toxic men than men in general, but are very comfortable just throwing shit out there, even if they're not positive. Even if they're pretty sure. Whereas I found women are so much more careful about what they say. They very like want to make sure they're not saying the wrong thing. They want to make sure like if they're going to use a statistic, they want to make sure it's right. Like I've seen women in arguments in work settings with men where the man is absolutely incorrect, like just categorically. But he is so confident in his incorrect statement that she will back off because she wants to make sure she can back up her argument. And I think that just comes from like women knowing if they mess up, it's going to be held against them much more intensely than men messing up in the workplace. But it's so interesting because I would like be in meetings where men would just say ridiculous things and I'd be like, pretty sure that's not correct. Here, let me give you an example of a ridiculous thing I once heard. A lot of the people who were the heads of the company, they're older men, they're old school, and like they reminded me of the guys who were cool in high school and didn't realize high school was over. You know what I mean? Just like that's, I'm still cool. I know everything. And like the younger staff was like, I may not know everything. So the head of the company once came to a meeting and he was 100% serious. He was like, hey, I have heard of this really interesting trend that's happening. It's really new. I feel like we could do something with this, maybe pitch a series. Did you know that there are women now who will ask out men first? Women who were making the first move. And this was a couple years back. This was not the 1920s. This was not, dames are out there asking the men these days.
Watch it.
They're getting on their horses and buggies. And
have you heard of this brand new thing called feminism?
But he pitched it as like a show, as if it was so revolutionary. We should do a show on it. And everyone's like, okay. I think that's been going on. I don't think that's what you think it is. Or like,
No. This is new.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, of course. And you're like, no. Or like a girl, or I should say a woman. A woman would pitch an idea and it would be get nothing. And then men would I would watch men literally repeat the women. Like repeat almost verbatim. And then they're like, that right there. Now that's thinking. And the woman's like, I just said that. Yeah. I just said that. But it's just interesting. Like, I don't know. It's very interesting the ways just like the patriarchy and sexism and misogyny have impacted even people's ability to speak up for themselves, to voice their ideas, to take criticism, or to silence themselves for fear of criticism or for fear of what speaking up, even in like professional settings or like relationships. Like, I mean, I can't even tell you, Chesco, how many dudes I dated that would say stuff that I was like, no, that's not a thing.
It's part of the reason I won't go on to, I've been invited on a bunch of these like douche bro podcasts.
Really?
At least five or six of them have invited
me probably
to, like,
want
to
fight
debate
you.
Them. They just wanted to, they want to debate me, but it's like there's, and I've talked about this before, like, and this is, I'm, you know, I coached speech and debate for over 10 years. I'm not afraid
I could do it.
argue with somebody.
Yeah.
But there's literally no winning that, I guess. There, no 100%. Educating. I don't think there would be any value to anyone. They would cut the clips and be so confident in what they said, and they would post videos of them being wrong, and their followers would be like, look at, we own this feminist
lib,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And that's all it would do. All it would be the reaffirming that they were right and nobody should listen to me because I'm wrong. And there's no reason I would ever go on there. And it would make them money, right? It would be an episode for them to see, for people to see them dunking on me with information that's wrong.
It's always wrong. It's always so, like, it's made up stats. It's, you know, studies about monkeys that they're like using. Yeah. It's aside from the editing and like the way that they would frame it. And, you know, they're always got gotcha. You know, they're always trying to screw you in some way. Well, I don't, you know, as we know, a lot of those really alpha males have some of that going on that maybe they, I don't know what their interests are, but they're trying to get you. But it's also the fact of like, they're not seeking to understand. They don't want to understand. They literally, there's nothing you could say to really get them. Because the problem with those pages are they literally can't move. They can't change. They can't grow because then they'll lose their following. Like then they don't, like their following doesn't want to hear that.
No.
They have to be so, like, you know, they don't even believe half the things they say. Like, you look at those fresh and fit guys, right? Oh, so
like, especially the guys that are, like, you could tell are actually intelligent.
Yeah, and they're like, stop this. Knock it off. Well, the fresh and fit guys, like, they're like, you know, you, like, careful with women. You don't date Instagram models. You don't get them pregnant. You're a provider, family. And then one of them gets an Instagram model pregnant and wants her to terminate said pregnancy. Like, they don't believe the things that they're saying. They're saying it for – so it's like there's not even a way to have an authentic conversation with them. There's not a way – like, they're not seeking to understand. They're not seeking to change. They're seeking to do some kind of gotcha. And, like, I saw a clip – I think it's because I react to so many of them, but, like, it was like, so-and-so owns a feminist – creator or whatever.
Right.
And she absolutely obliterated him. Like even in the clip,
I know I've seen, I don't know if it's the same
one. The girl with the glasses, dark hair.
I don't remember, but I've seen multiple ones of it before. Yeah.
And it's like, you don't even have the ability to like
to
unbiasedly watch content. You're like, oh yeah, I got this one. Or they'll just put music underneath it and think that that's going to change the tone. You know, it's just, it's really, really, it's really bizarre.
Yeah, you have to be willing to do what they're doing back to them. And there's, I've seen it done. Like I've seen, there's this, I don't know if you've ever heard of Destiny before. He's like this debate. I have issues with this, but he's gone on there and dunked on them. Good, but he's willing to kind of play that. He's smart enough that he can like, basically he doesn't have to go down an actual philosophical debate route. He can kind of play their game back with them. I need a person that's willing to have a conversation.
I know Destiny's had some bad views. I can't think of them right now. So this is not a pro Destiny podcast. There's times where cockiness works in people's favor, like because Destiny, I think he's cocky. He seems to kind of be, he kind of seems, maybe he's a little bit of shit disturber, I don't know, but he's not easily moved, you know? So like when they say things that are outlandish or offensive, like he doesn't really react to that because of just the way that he carries himself, he's like, no, you're dumb, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that stems from kind of, I feel like he has an ego, and that can work to your favor in a debate, right? Mm-hmm. You have like Drew, right? So his is, mm-hmm. I think, ego. You have like Drew, who she genuinely does not give a fuck what mm-hmm. these men think. Genuinely, which causes yeah. them to unravel. So mm-hmm. she can debate really well because she does not give a fuck what they say. So she mm-hmm. does not care. So if they throw out like mean, you know, incendiary or like purposely trying to start shit with her, she's like, I don't care about you.
Yeah.
You mean nothing to me. Go talk to your mom. But the problem I have is that if somebody says something like truly offensive, mm-hmm. or like egregious, like I am impacted by that. Like I have mm-hmm. to take a second, mm-hmm. Which is why, like, I don't think I would do well, because you have to remember, aside from all the things we've already mentioned, which is like, they're not trying to understand. They're not trying to have a good faith debate. They just want content, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. There's also the issue of like, the bar for them is so low as mm-hmm. to like what they'll say to you, like what they're willing mm-hmm. to say, how much they're willing to upset you. Cause the point is, like, most of the time I feel like they want to say something to like throw right. you off.
Well, especially when it could, like, there was a podcast, one of the ones that asked me to come on eventually, they devoted a 20 minute section of their video to, it was, and this was a very conservative Christian podcast. Oh, it was a man and a woman that were devoted to the video about my wife, where I teared up about loving
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
You know, and they were outraged that they were like, this is what's wrong with masculinity in the world.
Really?
Look at this. But the only reason they disagreed with it was because of my platform being like, if the fact that I'm like anti a lot of the stuff that right. they agree with. And right. so because of the fact that they already knew that they disliked me, this video, they had to also disagree with. It couldn't be like, oh, well, maybe this is something that actually falls in line with what we value, that you should love and cherish your partner and you grow with them. And that would, if I was a conservative male, that, I mean, I am a male. If I was a conservative guy that was,
male, yeah.
Yeah. If I was a conservative person that was making this video about how horrible it is that people don't stay married, and it was anti-divorce or something
about
like that.
The flag
or something. Yeah. If I had something in there that, that made it coded conservative, then it would have been okay. But because it was this value that should theoretically align, is one of the things that should have aligned with what they said, it had to be bad and it had to be critiqued to the point where they put it on their show. It's one of those things. There are things. Like, the example would be, a great one would be Jordan Peterson, right? 90% of what he says is BS. We've talked about it before. Yeah. But then there's 10% of what he says that is just general, okay.
Knowledge.
Disagree with that. Yeah, so it would be good to learn things. Like, it's like the most generic advice.
I'll tell you, he's starting to unravel, I think. His content's gotten a little more cuckoo. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I'm not going to then try to find a way to pick apart this something that I actually agree with.
Right.
This generic advice that is not political, not sexist, not like, there is every single person on earth has 10% at least of something they say that is not crucial. But when you get to the point where you hate the person saying it more than you, that you can't even compute that you agree with what they're saying.
Yep.
Then that's where it gets to the point where, like I said, you can't debate with them anymore. Because no matter what I say, I can't even find a common ground to convince them, hey, we might have something in common that we might want to talk about here. They're gonna shift it. The goalpost is gonna move, and you're wrong again. Here's why you're wrong, and it's all about just beating me.
And that's the other thing, is like, I would have conversations in real life like that, no problem. Mm-hmm. But again, it's like it's the way that they're framing it. Like, they're never gonna be honest about why they're having you on. They're never gonna be honest in what they're talking about. They're always trying to get you. Like, the people that are like that online are almost never like that in real life. Like in the sense of like, if you were to actually debate them, like person to person, they would crumble. Like, if you know, Fresh and Fit, if they didn't have all those girls around them and their little podcast, like, no way. I mean, you saw him getting absolutely unhinged over this whole controversy where he's like, screaming into the mic. You're like, whoa, buddy.
Right.
Buddy, that's a lot of emotions. I thought we were against emotions on this podcast.
This is an extreme example, but I know someone who met Andrew Tate when he was younger. And she, this is right when his like, gross star started to rise. I made a video stitching him, and she was like, "I'm shocked. I met him a few years ago at a thing, and he was the sweetest, nicest person on earth. Like he was so respectful and genuine, and then all of a sudden, but it was what made him money is he had to have this persona of and at a certain point, then you start believing your own bullshit."
Yeah.
Right. Like he might have started off as a money making scheme. Yeah. I genuinely do believe he believes the crap he's peddling.
At this point.
A lot of them do. Yeah.
Yeah. I believe
but you're right.
Too.
Off camera, though, they can be very civil and be like, oh, no, we're going to talk about this.
They will be. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, that's actually happened to people in interviews because I've known people who have gone on shows and it started that way. Like they were really nice to them. And then the cameras came on and they were just attacked them. They're like, just what boom. The hell?
And that's part of part of a way to catch you off guard. Yeah.
Even like Pearl, like there are people who knew Pearl before she was the Pearl she is now, like Angry Reactions dated her.
Yeah.
I
they
think.
Used to date. Yeah.
And like, they all say she was just like a very normal person. Mm-hmm. She just was an average gal.
And she was trying to make it as a content creator. And then she realized,
This'll work.
This is a way to get views. This is going to get me money.
It's like, you know, you sell your soul, right? Like that's what it is. Like, you know, I try to avoid going after women because it's not the focus. Like, I mean, on my page and stuff, it's just not my focus. I think people go after women enough. I will comment on it if it's egregious.
Right.
But I try and stay in my lane with that a little bit. But, you know, it's like those type of women – they always get their comeuppance. Like the people that are in alignment with these things, people that support these things, it's like, especially women, because it's like, you're going to pay for that. You're aligning yourself with people that are openly against you.
That hate you.
Even if you're the best girl, I always call it like the best girl of all the girls. They hate all the women. I guess they would say girl. You know, you're the best woman of all the women. Right. You're still beneath them. They're they're still subservient to them. They still want you to clean their dirty drawers, you know, at the end of the day.
And that part of the internet, there's a lot of money to be made. I remember.
Oh, my God. It's all men, but yes.
Yeah.
The viewers are.
Yeah. When somebody says to me like, oh, yeah, you're only saying this to get to make money, to get views. I'm like, I could make so much money. If I were to go the opposite route.
I know we've talked about this. You do switch.
Yeah. Yeah, if I just all of a sudden like, now debt's paid off.
It's so interesting to me how many women pretend to make content for women that's actually for men. Like Pearl, she's always talking to women, but she's never actually talking to women.
Yeah.
And I just look at them and I'm like, one, I don't like what you're doing, obviously, but it's like you do realize you're hurting yourself. Like you're only hurting yourself. You're hurting other women. You'll never be accepted. You'll never be even seen as an equal, the bare minimum. And at the first chance they get, they're gonna attack you. There's like, who's the girl that sings, what's that creator's name?
Francesca Ramsey?
It is. It's Francesca Ramsey.
Oh, so I was right. Okay.
Where she's like playing the ukulele guitar, whatever it is. And she's like, I didn't think the lepers would eat my face. It's like, yes, 100%. That's what's going to happen when they have proven themselves to be anti-women and they like when you're anti-woman, like the leopards will eat your face.
And the amount of time, because I'll get accused of doing the opposite version, right? Like where only women care about what you are saying and like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, like, oh, they're not going to pick you, bro. You know, the whole Mr. Pick Me thing. And the amount of times I have to explain, and I've had quite a few guys that people think that, oh, guys aren't going to ever listen to you. But I've had quite a few guys that I've gone back and forth with for a while where when I finally break down why what I'm saying benefits them, that they're still like, you could tell they're not sure what to do with that information.
100%. I've had
that
too.
But there's that moment of like, okay.
It's like a stalemate.
I need to, yeah, I need to look, I need to look more into this then.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But yeah. I'm like, no, this is, I'm saying, and that was the, I made the video the other day. I was like, I want my son to also have a good future. Like, I want him to be able to feel things. I want him to be, you know, have a happy life. I'm not just saying this because I'm like, I hate all men and I want men to suffer. Like, I'm a man. I want to, my life to be good.
I am a man also.
But there's that disconnect of like, that when I, even when I explain why it benefits men, they're still like, but you're using the word masculine. And masculine.
You said masculinity.
You said toxic masculinity. That means toxic men. That means all men. That means you hate men. Like, no.
Quite the leap. Quite the leap there.
There's so much more. But that's the methodology. It's like, this team thing of like, oh, it has to be men versus women, as opposed to, no, there's a system here. We talked about this last week that is harming everyone.
Everybody.
And it's mainly pushed, though. It is mainly pushed and maintained by men, but it's systemic.
At the top.
It's hurting. Yeah.
But it's a system. Well, and that's the interesting thing is like the women's content, like the Pearlish-esque type content, mm-hmm. is specifically aimed at men. And everything about it is putting women down, harming women, mm-hmm. like making women less than, taking rights away. Like, she literally at one point said women shouldn't vote. Like, it's crazy, yeah. right? But your content should be for everyone. It should be mm-hmm. something everybody would take interest in because it's about helping everyone. It's about breaking mm-hmm. down systems that harm everyone. It's about talking about like toxicity mm-hmm. and people who are harming like everyone as a whole. And the fact that it's a majority of women that listen to that content just shows that so many men are unwilling to address or right. even look at
right.
what's going wrong, like the issues within themselves, but more importantly, the issue in the system that they're a part of. Because you're mm-hmm. rarely talking about the men themselves. You're talking about the system. And right. the fact that they can't even hear you talk about toxic men without relating it back to themselves showcases the fact that they believe toxicity and men are inherently the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy part, because we're the ones saying, no, we don't think that.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times a podcast, if I did what do you call that? A highlight reel or whatever, a super cut of me saying toxic men, not all men, it would be mm-hmm. probably an hour long, because I constantly mm-hmm. am trying to make it clear that I love men. I have so many great, like I have mentors that are men. I have friends that are men. I mm-hmm. respect so many men in my life because I've seen how amazing men can be, just like all genders. Mm-hmm. It's not us that are saying it's all men. It really is.
I hate that we have to coddle it so, like them so much, though, with the whole just.
You're telling me.
It's. I know. I'm not like, did you know how much this sucks for me, Reagan, where I have to.
Gosh, I really, no, I mean, it's like I agree.
The whole not all men thing. It's like, you shouldn't have to, like, it's obvious. And yeah. I always, it's so clear. Like, I'll go back and forth. I'm like, you know that this is not about all men, right? You mm-hmm. have to know. They're like, no, they're saying every, like, no, you don't even believe that. Like, you don't believe that they are saying that every single man in existence is a horrific monster. What they're saying is it feels like that, though.
Yeah.
And that's an accept, like, they're saying there's right now, because of the fact that you are hearing them complain about this horrific injustice or this horrible thing they went through, and all you're hearing is, but I'm not,
but
I didn't do it, but me, why are you doing that to me? If that's what you're hearing, you're proving the point.
Let me tell you, I did one video about mm-hmm. this was the tree one. I did videos mm-hmm. on Man vs. Bear too, but when this one guy did the tree video, and I literally lay out, I'm like, if you don't get it by now, you're not going to, so this isn't for you. So I set a boundary, right? And then I lay out, like, here's why this is a problem. Here's why this argument is a problem. Like, I wasn't attacking men. I mean, I don't do that. You know, I was mm-hmm. just simply saying, like, here's why this is problematic, and, like, here's why women are upset by, like, just like, and mainly I was talking to women themselves, like, about like why it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I was very much, you know, line by line explaining it, like why it's a problem what these men are saying. Right. I have never had so many men in my, hold on, let me, we can end on this, I guess. But Hold on. Let me pull it up. The things that men have said to me. Like one guy, I no longer care what psychopaths do to a feminist. I really don't care.
Yeah.
What?
Let me add on. There was a guy that wrote on my video I made about a similar topic where he said, you know, you don't understand. I did care until it felt like women were blaming me. And now I don't care at all.
Yes.
And that's the basic. It's like, no, you didn't care then. And that's, we've talked about that before. You don't do kind things. You don't treat other people well simply because they're praising you for it. If that's the only, if the second you get pushback, the second you get negativity back to you, and you like, fine, I'm done. I'm no longer helping. Then you didn't care. You didn't actually care. Like any parent can give you this, a very pretty clear example with your children. Like you do good things for them because you love them.
Right.
Because you care about them. They are not usually not going to give you thanks and praise for the good things you're doing for them. Right. But that also is, it comes back to real life. We see that over and over where they're like, well, I'm not going to help you because because you're not giving me my prize. You're not giving me my trophy.
Yes.
And that means you didn't actually care about it. That's what it comes down to.
Well, if you're doing something, quote unquote, nice, only because you want something out of it, as in some type of unspoken exchange, and then when you don't get that, you revoke niceness, then guess what? You're not being nice. Mm-hmm. Period. Yeah, I mean, I have all these guys like, just like, you know, they're like attacking me, saying I don't care about men and I don't care about men's mental health. And you know, it's just like the complete inability to like hear what women are saying, like the obtuseness of it all. Because like, to your point, at what point do we recognize like you can't be this obtuse? Mm-hmm. You have to know what you're doing. When I shouldn't have to say, which I still do, I shouldn't have to say every single time, especially when describing a toxic behavior.
Right.
I shouldn't have to label that. Like I shouldn't be more worried about saying it the wrong way than you're worried about the actual behavior. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like there's more emphasis on like packaging it perfectly to not upset men so they'll hear us. Like I just I'll end on this, but like even the other day I needed a guy. This actually happened with two different men. I'm in the midst of something where there was this creep back in the day and he was trying to be a part of the community again, and we were speaking out about our experiences about said man, and there were two different men who we had to interact with that like either had authority in the situation or knew what he did, were present and were aware of what this man had done. And I remember like I spoke to both of them and I felt myself literally catering to them, being extra nice to them, being extra calm with them as I'm basically, you know, talking about a very upsetting subject, trying to get them to do the right fucking thing that they know. They both knew what the right fucking thing was. One of them did do the right thing, by the way. But like, I still felt the need to cater to them. And like, in my own head, I knew if they like me and they think I like them, they are more willing to do the right thing. And that's really sad. I shouldn't have to cater to men to help me protect other people from bad men. Like that's it. I don't know. I just have been thinking about that. I was like, damn, like why did I have to like, I literally was like, okay, yeah, sure. No, I know you're like literally like, I know you're not bad. I know you're not a bad one, but please help me. Wait.
It comes down because you know they're not going to listen to you unless you they feel placated in that instant, unless they feel that the whole, and I think it goes back to full circle to why it's so important also for like even just with content online, why you need more men to speak up about these sort of things, because they're so stuck that if it comes out of the body of a woman, if the message is presented them from a woman, they're like, I'm not going to listen to a single thing you have to say. Right. Unless you play it perfectly and build me up and get me to the point where I will listen to you, I'm just going to completely shut you out. Right. And that's every time I make any video, I'll get comments from guys, especially when they go viral. They're like, well, it's not our job to solve the problems of women. right? Because they don't understand that it's not a, like, men harming women is not a woman's problem.
Right, right. Right.
And when I point out, I'm like, that's an us problem. That's a men's problem. This is the reason why you guys are so upset about women not wanting to be approached in public places. The reason why you're so upset about women not wanting to spend time alone with you or to go on whatever it is you want to do is because of us, right? And even if you're not the one, and that's one guy was like, oh, you're admitting something that you do. I'm like, no, you fucking, yeah, another F word. I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah, I'm like, do you not understand? Like, this is an us problem. It's not fixing the problem of women. It's fixing the problem of men. And until you, if you're not willing to step up, you don't get to complain about it. You don't get to complain about the results of that, of our problem, if you're not willing to do something to fix it.
And then, ironically, while we say, well, that's a woman's problem. You know, I'm not getting involved mm-hmm. now because you don't even want equal rights. So we're not going to help you. Right. That's like the argument now. And on the same breath, those are the same guys that are like, well, men's mental health, that's a you problem. Right. Like the ones that attack me in my comment section, which, by the way, everyone, I very much give a shit about men's mental mm-hmm. health. I give a shit about everyone's mental health. Like, I am a part of trainings to help people understand mental health issues. Like, this is very much an important topic to me. But if mental health issues are only at the forefront of the conversation when they're trying to distract mm-hmm. from a women's conversation, then mm-hmm. that's a problem, right?
If you're weaponizing mental health to silence somebody else,
yep,
that's not about mental health. And it never was about mental health.
You would be shocked. Well, you probably wouldn't be. Well, you might be shocked. I don't know. I was like, that probably doesn't happen in your comment section this way. Like mm-hmm. how many men were absolutely like unloading all this trauma on me and being mm-hmm. like, I mean, like traumatic events that happened to them and saying like facts on unaliving, like all this stuff and being like, I don't know what they expect from me. I don't know what they expect mm-hmm. me to say to that. Just because I said, hey, we should focus on women when we're talking about an issue of women's safety. Like, it's so unhinged. And mm-hmm. It just gets very frustrating as a woman when, like, the very important content of what I'm saying is constantly being shifted. Just because I focus on women does not mean I don't care about men. Just because mm-hmm. I'm centering women in a conversation does not mean men do not matter. And I feel like that's the takeaway for toxic men. Like, mm-hmm. at any point, if women are centered and focused on, they're like, well, what about us? It's mm-hmm. like, both can exist. Both mm-hmm. both are, like, all of these conversations are important. But again, it's the fact that you only bring it up and you only seem to want to publicly talk about, like, the way I would phrase it is, you are only being vulnerable when you are using vulnerability as a weapon. You are mm-hmm. only sharing your trauma right now with a stranger on the internet because mm-hmm. you want to make me feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not vulnerability. And that is not sharing your emotions. That's weaponizing your experiences in order to silence me from sharing my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the difference, is we need to be able to communicate, like, I want men to share their feelings. I want men to feel open to do that. I want men to communicate. But if you're only being vulnerable when it's being weaponized to silence right. women or control women or manipulate women, mm-hmm. then that's not really you being vulnerable. That's just a weaponization of your emotions.
Yep. And that's where the disconnect constantly comes up.
Yeah.
Where it's, oh, that's why I can't share my emotions with my, and it's always because, well, let's look at how you shared them.
Yeah.
And it's not why you shared that. I guess what, not how, I guess. I don't, that sounds more like tone policing, but
sometimes,
like, why,
how, yeah. though. Yeah.
But like, why did you do it? Did it come up simply because you were being criticized for something, and now you are using this as a way to make that, you know, to take away from having any ownership of something you might have done that was wrong? Or are you actually just like, hey, I'm really feeling bad, I need someone to support me? If someone's weaponizing that against you, then yeah, they are in the wrong.
Absolutely. Right?
But nobody is denying that. Nobody is arguing against that. And there are people that do that, right? They only will focus on that very specific niche situation and never, ever admit that maybe they are not actually caring about that, that there's more to, I don't want to actually solve the situation. I want to win the situation. It goes back to that competition aspect. I need to be the one that is allowed to feel something. I don't want you to do that though.
And I think the last episode I did on the other F the Nice Guy podcast was crazy shit men say to me on the internet. I think I might have talked about this on there. I'm like, when did I say what I said? But there is this expectation, I think, of these men, like one, that they have the right to like throw their emotions on women on the internet, and either the women need to be their therapist despite having no, I don't know who these men are. I've never met these men. Like, I don't know you, but you want to unload on me. That either they're going to be your therapist, or, you know, that it's going to be that I don't engage with that. And they're like, see, I told you, women don't
case
care.
In point.
Case proven. End point. Yeah. When I unloaded my trauma on this random girl on the internet on her video, she didn't give me therapy and she doesn't care. Yep. It's like, I do care, but the way that you're going about this is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
I think it really showcases how men see women, because in my opinion, this is purposefully a way to silence women by doing this. And what it weaponizes and what it's based in is the knowledge that women do care, that women's very much do care. Like, generally speaking, women have been taught to prioritize men's feelings. Hopefully you've unpacked that. We're all trying. But like, that is what we've learned. So when a man comes in your comment section and says, well, think about men, I'm hurting, here's my trauma, and, you know, starts attacking you for being a quote unquote bad person, that's going to shut a woman up, because God forbid a woman be a quote unquote bad person, a quote unquote unempathetic woman. I mean, I was called villainous because I did this. And it's like, they are weaponizing that because they know that women have been raised to believe they're responsible for men's emotions, and that if they're not nice to men, if they don't listen, if they don't react the way they should, that they are not, almost like not good people, but not good women. The fact that they attack me in this way and women on the internet in this way makes it clear to me that they are very aware of the dynamics of the patriarchy. And that's, if anything, these comments only ever prove our point even more.
And coming full circle, they're very aware of the meaning of shitty underwear being given to your partner.
Talk about symbolism.
Metaphorical shitty underwear.
Okay. I mean, that's what it feels like.
You're not responsible for cleaning the shitty drawers in your comments.
Oh, that's, you know what? That's exactly how I'm going to think about it from here on out. Well, we've talked long enough. God, how long have we been talking, Chesco? I don't know,
like 3 hours, something like 2.5 hours. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, friends, for listening. As you know, we have a Patreon, so please check that out. It's really helpful. You've heard our inside jokes from there. We put the pre-show on there, which is us talking for God knows how long before each show. Way too long. We also are putting our episodes up on YouTube if you want to see our faces. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you do or don't, but you can see us and all of our ridiculous expressions on YouTube. We have... what else, Chesco? Am I missing
an Instagram?
Instagram. That's happening.
A merch shop.
We got some merch. We'll probably be adding to that. We're putting things into the works.
We got stuff going on.
Yeah. Got stuff going on. We want you to be a part of it. So thank you for listening, everyone. And Chesco, any like professions to our viewers you want to give?
I love you.
There it is. We have gotten remarks. If Chesco doesn't say it.
I do love you all so much. You complete me. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh my God. It's so intense in here right now. I also love you all. I don't know if I'm going to do like Jerry Maguire quotes.
Stop that. They don't care about that.
I don't want them to think. I don't want to be the other. I feel like we're the parents of the podcast. I don't want to be the distant parent. It's like, you're all right. No, I also love you. Need to up my oversharing game, I guess. Jesus. All right. We'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.